Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the unexplained to the mundane, come join us on a journey to the fringe.
Hello and welcome to Journey to the Fringe. Maybe just a figment of your imagination, and maybe you just forgot to turn those headphones on. Anyhow, we are your podcast hosts. We probably exist. Don't think too much about it. Taylor and Chelsea. Here today, doing a Chelsea episode.
Yeah. It's probably not the mushrooms you just ate. We're not literally.
It might be the mushrooms we just ate, right, but who knows for sure.
Anyhow, on with the episode. Don't think too much about what Taylor just said. This episode has been a long time coming. I really hope nobody's done some hallucinatories while listening to this. I'm actually surprised.
Oh no, is it a bad trip?
Yeah. Coming up, turn it off right now. You know who you are.
You need to be in a better place.
Yep. I'm actually surprised we haven't covered it yet, except for it briefly once on a Halloween episode, I believe it was. And if there was another time, boy, was I wrong. Today, I'm covering the fascinatingly horrifying world of all that is pale crawlers. So let's not beat around the bush and let's just jump right in. You don't need to hear where I came up with the episode. If I say crawler, what are we thinking of? Well, they're almost completely opposite of Bigfoot or Mothman, though they are humanoids, characterized by their pale, emaciated appearance and quadrupedal movement. Crawling for the layman person.
I don't know why, Chelsea, but I always feel that you can see their spine, like, very prominently.
Yeah, me too. And it's for a reason. It's because they're supposed to be, like, hunched over. And they're emaciated, okay. So that would logically lead you to believe that you can see their pointy spine. I assume it's pointy, too, for some reason.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, okay, good. They have translucent skin, pale ash gray. Some people have noted that it's leathery looking. I don't picture it that way, but I haven't seen one, and I hope to never see one. They're extremely tall and gangly, appearing thin and emaciated, abnormally.
Yeah, we got that. We got that.
Elongated limbs, visible ribs, long fingers with claws or talons, and always naked. Always naked.
But
yeah,
rarely are the genitals described.
Never.
And I'm sorry, it needs to be addressed because we are that podcast.
We are that podcast. The podcast about cryptid genitals.
Yeah.
That's
but
us.
Thankfully, it's not Crawl Man or Crawler Man. It is crawlers. So
yeah,
it has not been gendered. So
I
don't think it matters as much.
Yep.
I'm not going to hold it up as a gripe compared to, say, a Mothman.
Yeah, no, this one's completely ungendered. And I'm just putting it out there. If any of you ever see a cryptid, please make note
make
of the
sure.
genitals.
Yeah.
Please. That's all we're asking.
Maybe.
This is what
if
this
they're
podcast
visible,
is for, if anything. Tell us about
it. It might make the whole interaction less scary if you just see something, like, dangling.
It's true. And you're like, man, I got an email, Journey to the Fringe. We're really looking for an email. And we hope the first one is about some cryptid.
We're getting put on some weird spam lists right now. I can just feel it.
Okay, where was I? Always naked. Their face is sunken in, large black or glowing eyes even, often black, a visible nose, no hair, totally bald, with their nudity as well. They're probably pretty cold.
But for some reason, I always hear of them in, like, not, like, super warm climates. Like, they're usually, the places I've heard of them being spotted are more like, I don't know, northern states.
From what I've taken in, it seems like they're everywhere. Why they're not in warmer areas specifically with all their nudity, no idea. Maybe they don't feel cold.
Maybe.
I don't know. That wasn't in the notes.
Yeah, and they don't have any fat either.
They wouldn't, no.
You made that very clear in your description.
Yeah. Except for the fact that I
did. Did you guys know that they're emaciated?
Well, quadrupedal, they're capable of bipedalism, and they move hunched or bent over frantically and quickly. They are known to be incredibly fast, as with the quickly, stealthy, smart, and move quickly. I'm really trying to make my points here. They're generally nocturnal, elusive, and highly observant. They are often reported watching humans from the tree line, rooftops, and they're typically encountered around abandoned buildings or in forests, caves, other heavily wooded areas. Most sightings are at dusk, night, early morning before sunrise, so main takeaway in that is they like the darkness. They have been reported as chattering, high-pitched screams, often associated with sightings as well. They're even associated with mimic behavior, impersonating someone, calling out your name, crying children, crying babies. And a lot of people also mention the overwhelming feeling of dread. I always think of the creatures on the descent when I think of crawlers.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that too.
Yeah, I wonder if it's based on that.
Is there a chance that it is a Bigfoot with blight?
No. Maybe. Actually, I have a story that you might like. It might be. I don't know. Next thing I want to spend a little bit of time on is distinguishing between a rake versus a crawler, which I have seen used interchangeably sometimes. The rake. Sorry. I don't know how he likes to be called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I said blight. What I meant was alopecia. It's where they like lose all their hair.
No, I would think they're different guys just based on how they walk around.
Okay.
Because Bigfoot's not really reported as walking around quadrupedally, right?
Fair.
I think he's mostly upright, unless he had like a fun night, probably. So the rake or Senor Rake is essentially the same thing as a crawler. However, the rake was definitely created on 4chan and is most definitely made up. The history of the rake is a perfect example of how internet culture can manifest a modern legend, which is something that we see quite a bit now, I think. While many people today claim to see them in the woods, calling them crawlers, the rake actually has a very specific documented origin story from the mid-2000s. In late 2005, an anonymous user on 4chan/B/board posted a thread saying, "Hey B, let's make a new monster. I've never used 4chan. I think it's not around anymore. I don't know.
Oh, it's still around.
It is?
It's actually specifically listed in the Epstein files that just came out too.
Oh, it is? 4chan like had a lot of stuff on there right here. I don't know what that /B/ means.
Those are their subreddits. That's basically it.
Thank you for clearing that up. You're a 4chan expert, that means. Users brainstorm features. Pale skin, sunken eyes, lanky limbs. The goal was to create something so creepy it would feel like a real urban legend. Similar to Slenderman. In the way they're both made up, I guess. Not the same creature, same kind of concept. One was from Creepypasta or something like that. Both totally made up. During the development, it was briefly called Operation Crawler before the name The Rake stuck, referring to its long tool-like claws. The 4chan creation even had made-up documentation for the rake to make the story believable, and the creators wrote several fictional historical documents that are now core to the rake lore. So they got the Miner's Log written in 1691. An English seaman claims a creature came to him in his sleep, demanding he leave the land and never return. The Spanish Journal from 1880, a translation of a diary from a man who was so traumatized by the hollow black eyes watching him that he could no longer sleep. There was a suicide note in 1964 of a man who took his life, leaving a note for his daughter, Linny, claiming that he, the rake, spoke her name. And there's a media blackout 2003 where the lore claims that there was a flurry of sightings in northeastern U.S. in 2003, but a mysterious blackout occurred and all local news records were destroyed. Unlike typical monsters that just attack, the rake is a psychological stalker. Its most famous behavior is sitting at the foot of a victim's bed and simply watching them while they sleep. Seeing the rake is often considered an ill omen. It chooses a victim and stalks them for years, eventually driving them to madness or suicide, which is a weird note on this one. It is one of the very few creepypasta monsters that speaks. It usually speaks in a shrill metallic voice, often whispering the name of its next victims. I'm actually pretty sold on him. He's actually pretty cool as a made-up guy.
Yeah, you know, as far as made-up stuff goes, this one, I like the videos for, like, people who claim to have seen crawlers. Like, they are creepy. They do a good job.
Yeah. So, the rake is described as hairless, emaciated. A specific detail from the original 4chan thread is a mouth that hinges open much wider than a human's, revealing rows of small, dull teeth. Very important, its namesake, long, thin fingers ending in sharp, rake-like nails used for lacerating prey. I also just picture them raking with it. Why else would they have them? Nature obviously wanted them to rake up some leaves. In the original lore, it's sometimes depicted with three neon green eyes, though modern crawler sightings usually describe two large glowing white or sunken black eyes. It's known to move faster than the human eye can track, often scuttling away the moment it's spotted. It can hide in plain sight, often standing perfectly still in the corner of a room or behind a thin tree. In many stories, it seems unfazed by physical damage or gunshots, though it usually chooses to flee rather than fight when confronted. So, I didn't directly comment on your comment because obviously there's a lot of crossovers between the two.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Perhaps even drawing inspiration from a crawler or perhaps a little bit of tulpa. So why not both or none of them? Perhaps we can't have one without the other. It's always a fun thought experiment that way. But they are two totally separate things. Rake made up. Crawler, there are sightings of crawlers even before the rake came into
and
made up
Chelsea,
existence.
I do just need to ask you something at this point. I don't know if it came up at all for your research on this.
Yeah.
But is it not called the rake, that Sacramento video of like that guy with that night cam footage of those beings walking through his backyard?
No, that's the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, okay.
Yeah, totally.
For some reason, I've always thought that was called a rake. So,
no.
Like
but
outside of the
it did come up in my research because it has crawler in it.
Okay.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. But something that you might recognize, I'm just going to share my screen with you.
Okay.
I just actually have to find the right screen to share with you. You might recognize this guy. This guy is a very famous rake that you may have seen passing.
Oh, and I always thought that one was a crawler.
So it's a rake because it's made up. It's made up.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would just consider really anything that is made up probably a rake, is what I think. I don't know. So what I just shared was, I guess
it'll
I should tell you.
It'll be included somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it might even be the title page of this episode. That is the Louisiana Swamp Monster, which came out of this online universe and is probably the most recognizable fake footage. There are tons of, like, what are they called? Trail cam footage of quote-unquote crawlers, rakes, what have you, and tons of fake footage out there. I would go as far as to say the most I have had to sift through to find actual information for any cryptid ever. So much made-up AI crap and stuff out there for this. It's insane. The roots of the legend, lore, myths, and origins of the crawler. We're off the rake now. Honestly, the crawler itself doesn't go very far back, which is something interesting to note, especially with the advent of the rake. There are sightings that go before the rake was made up officially, probably going back to the early 2000s. The rake comes in the 2005s, slightly before, The thing that does seem to come up with the crawler is that it does seem like it could possibly be mistaken for other entities. And while what I read for you does seem distinct to the crawler, because you don't really hear anything else described as that, I mean, we could be looking at something that's a skinwalker, which I was informed crawler did come up in the skinwalker episode, actually, to my shock and disbelief. I don't know about that. I didn't go double check the information I got, but here we are. As well, the Wendigo could actually fall into crawler territory. Even things like the djinn or ghouls could potentially fall into crawler territory, which I did get pulled into a little bit because I haven't heard of them before. Ghouls? And I had to read you this because creepy thing. And this comes from Arabic countries, just like the djinn. It sounds so creepy and cool. The ghoul, in popular legend, is a demonic being believed to inhabit burial grounds and other deserted places. In ancient Arabic folklore, ghouls belonged to a diabolical class of jinn, spirits, and were said to be the offspring of Iblis, the prince of darkness in Islam. Sorry for butchering that, I already know I did. They were capable of constantly changing form, but their presence was also recognizable by their unalterable sign, ass's hooves, which is super creepy. Just like the djinn.
Can you say that again? Ass's hooves?
Like a donkey.
Oh, okay.
Like hooves.
Okay. And I was in the wrong place with that.
They put it funny. Just like the djinn are recognizable by their backwards feet. I always found that to be such a creepy detail. Considered female by the ancients, the ghoul was often confused with the Sila, also female. The Sila, however, was a witch-like species of djinn, immutable in shape. A ghoul stalked the desert, often in the guise of an attractive woman, trying to distract travelers and, when successful, killed and ate them. That sounds like a good career. The sole defense that one had against a ghoul was to strike it dead in one blow. A second blow would only bring it back to life again. That's gonna be the robots, I bet you. The ghoul, as a vivid figure in the Bedouin imagination, appeared in pre-Islamic Arabic poetry, notably that of Ta'abata Shiran. In North Africa, it was easily assimilated into an ancient Berber folklore, already rich in demons and fantastic creatures. Modern Arabs use ghoul to designate a human or demonic cannibal and frequently employ the world to frighten disobedient children. As you do. So much of this world has demons and, like, scary things to scare children. Anglicized as ghoul, the word entered English tradition and was further identified as a grave-robbing creature that feeds on dead bodies and on children. In the West, ghouls have no specific image and have been described by Edgar Allan Poe. He's obviously the man to get the description from, as neither man nor woman, neither brute nor human. They are thought to assume disguises, to ride on dogs and hares, and to set fires at night to lure travelers away from main roads. Pretty cool, isn't it? I could not put that in.
Yeah, I mean, I know enough about ghouls from The Witcher, the video game, not from the show, but...
I'm not familiar with either.
Yeah. They are very cool, and they are super, like, because I've always thought of them, like, before knowing what their background was,
yeah,
as very just, like, generic ghosts and ghouls. Like, you never really know
exactly
what they mean by that.
It's like the boogeyman,
but
right?
No, they are terrifying. They eat bones of dead bodies in the graveyard.
Yeah, so I just think it's interesting that they don't officially appear as a crawler until around that time. Like I said, there are sightings of these creatures. What they exactly are, it could be anything. With that being said, just coming recently to being identified as a crawler. So now we're on to evidence and sightings, which is what we've all been waiting for. I already mentioned all the fake footage, so no need to mention that again, as I've been doing in this podcast episode. In doing my research, there were a fair number of pale crawler sightings that are regurgitated throughout the community, known as confirmed sightings. It includes law enforcement or something around the Midwest and Ontario. I'm not going to tell you these sightings because if you do any bit of digging on pale crawlers, they're the first sightings that come up. And to be frank, the sightings suck. There's no details, which lead me to believe that they're also fake. Every podcast I listened to on these pale crawlers, the podcast read these stories. And okay, I'm just going to read you one so you can see. So this is from WikiCryptid, and they have it under confirmed sightings. Like, give me a break. Listen to it. June 14th.
Is this a Deer Man-like story?
Oh, just wait. June 14th, 2008. Near a forested area in Higgins Lake, Michigan, in which two unnamed men were injured and one is killed. Police passed it off as a bear attack officially. The validity of the bear attack is unlikely as video has since been lost and was shown to have disproved that theory. That's it. And all the sightings were like this.
Okay, so they'd have no first-hand account, despite the fact that somebody survived.
Yeah.
They have no reason to believe that it wasn't a bear attack, other than the person telling us says it wasn't a bear attack.
Yeah. And there is a video that has now been lost. Was there a video at all? Who knows? Because all it just says now...
We just know a general idea from a city, like a forest near a city that... They have no idea where that is.
No, two unnamed men. No, they couldn't have less details.
No, you know what? Deer Man was more accurate and more sexy. Just gotta say it. Like,
I know, it was so much more intriguing. I don't get it. And the amount of podcasts I listened to that repeated these was, it was ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. Anyhow, I just had to get that in there, how stupid it was. The crawler is an enigma, and... Let's get to some actual good sightings. Sightings with a disclaimer. I did exclusively limit myself to phantoms and monsters and guests, surprise guest. I know that there are some good and creepy Reddit sightings out there, even funny and entertaining. I know that's where you got your creepy backwards encounter. Do you remember that one? I believe it was close to Banff.
I believe that was a Boogeyman episode where that one came up.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. That one was so
Because I think
creepy.
I decided to say that the Boogeyman kind of transfers to the crawlers and how I
saw it. Yeah. Oh, and it came up again on this one. Okay. But the crawler sightings Reddit or the crawlers Reddit, both of them. There's two of them. Crawler sighting. It was so difficult to sift through all the AI-generated fake bullshit of crawlers, and the sightings themselves were stupid. I did not want to spend that much time looking for, decent stories to read you guys. So, Lon does good work, and I just want to know what I was in for and have some good sightings for you, because that's, in the end, we want good sightings. Sometimes a funny one is good, but... We're gonna get some actual creepy ones here. We're starting off with a fucking creepy one, okay? This one's giving me the creeps right now. I'm glad I have the lights on. In the fall of last year, a couple traveling through isolated back roads south of Zanesville experienced an encounter that defies easy explanation. I'm sorry.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For anyone who lives in Zanesville that is offended in the tone I took in reading that. What initially appeared to be a forgotten Halloween decoration turned out to be something far more disturbing, raising questions about an emerging pattern of anomalous humanoid sightings in rural Ohio. The witnesses were driving toward Colosalcon in Sandusky, choosing a quiet one-lane route through the dense forest south of Zanesville. See, I said it better this time. The road was narrow and unlit, bordered by trees on both sides, with no houses or traffic in sight. As they rounded a curve, their headlights illuminated what appeared to be a human-shaped figure hanging directly over the roadway. Their first assumption was that it was a Halloween prop, possibly left behind after the season. That assumption ended abruptly when the figure turned its head towards a vehicle. Oh my god, I would fucking die. The entity was suspended in mid-air with arms outstretched, its body dangling but clearly not attached to any visible structure, wire, or branch. The limbs were unnaturally long with joints that appeared twisted or misaligned. Its skin hung loosely, described as sagging like soaked fabric, clinging unevenly to its frame. The face was thin and drawn. The skin stretched tightly over the skull, giving it a parchment-like appearance. As the car passed beneath it, the entity opened its mouth wide. No scream was heard. The witnesses described the silence as more unsettling than any scream. Neither spoke until they reached Interstate 70. The route has not been used again since the encounter. I assume by the witnesses.
Just by them, I hope. They called the police and they said, okay, we're just shutting this road down.
Yeah, we're shutting this place down. That sounds fucking creepy.
We'll see if we can get them to nuke this spot.
I'm just going to read Lon's commentary and notes that he follows it up with here. Several notable patterns emerge from this report. The entity's suspension above the roadway with no visible means of support mirrors a growing number of Midwestern accounts involving hovering or hanging humanoids. The physical description aligns closely with reports commonly labeled as crawlers or pale humanoids, particularly the elongated limbs, emaciated frame, and stretched facial skin. The emotional reaction is consistent with high-impact anomalous encounters. The witnesses reported silence, paralysis of speech, and long-term route avoidance, suggesting a profound psychological imprint. This region of Ohio has produced intermittent reports over the past decade of pale, thin humanoids observed near forest roads, creek beds, and rural highways.
Kind of floating.
Yeah, some of them. Some witnesses describe these entities crouching or standing unnaturally still. Others report levitation or vertical movement inconsistent with known biological mechanics. Possible origins include an undiscovered biological entity adapted to nocturnal environments, an interdimensional manifestation temporarily intersecting physical space, or an ultra-terrestrial presence using perceptual camouflage and silence as a defensive or observational behavior. The lack of sound and the entity's reaction to headlights may indicate awareness and intentional exposure rather than accidental discovery. Lawn. That one is fucking creepy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Creeps me out.
The fact that it's floating is just so creepy and, like, I don't...
Just suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, that more gives me the creeps than anything.
I've heard, like, some of the talk on crawlers is, like, fallen angels, and just, like, the fact that it would be floating would be, like, yeah, I get where that's coming from.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I actually haven't heard... I mean, Mothman will kind of suspend sometimes.
Yeah, but he's mostly flying.
But it's not something... Yeah, it's not... Well, you don't really see, like, the wing... But yeah, he's, like, not just suspended. Which is interesting, he says that there's other sightings like that. Gives me the creeps. It's just one of those unnatural things that, you know, shouldn't be happening. So it's just, like, extra creepy. Just like the hooves. The ass's hooves. Anyhow, you're gonna like this one. This one is from the special guest, not Lon. But I took it from somebody that Taylor actually turned me on to, who was Hammerson Peters.
Oh.
And he took these stories from the comments on his videos. It's actually highly recommended. Maybe I'll link it up in this for you to go over to. He said he was getting so many comments on people saying that he was AI on his videos that he does.
Yeah, he is. So, he's got a very bland voice when he's speaking.
So he just wanted to do, I guess this is the topic that he did. He said he was going to do it more podcast and actually, like, do things where he's not reading off his script. So I found the start of the video pretty funny where he was saying that. So on this one, he was reading specific encounters through videos that he posted on these. So this one comes from user Rookie Mate. I'm not sure where that is. Maybe YouTube. I don't know where he posts. I don't know if he has a podcast platform on Spotify or something?
Yeah, I don't know. He definitely has a YouTube channel. I know that.
So let's just say from there, user Rookie Mate writes this one. My buddies and I, when we were younger, were checking out this abandoned factory, and when we first got there, my buddy was like, look. And we looked up, and we saw an orb going across the field in front of the factory, and then the next second we saw a 7-plus-foot white humanoid being-looking thing chasing the orb. Let me tell you, I've never seen such a thing ever before or again. The way the white figure moved was super frightening. We'll never forget that night. My buddies and I ran so fast, the two of us lost a shoe. This is all maybe 100 feet in front of us, and the tall white thing that for sure was no regular human being. It was maybe 15 feet behind the orb chasing it, but what made it so frightening was how fast they were both moving. It was almost like they were in fast forward. I've never seen anyone or any other animal move that fast. The whole experience was definitely inhuman. I think about it often because it always raised questions for me and it helps me keep an open mind in today's world. End story. Doesn't that remind you of one of those weird Bigfoot
the
stories?
The Bigfoot gets weird stories, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it? And you know me, I love, like, quote-unquote, Bigfoot get weird stories that you're never going to hear anywhere else because they just defy every known aspect of reality outside of UFOs and stuff. They're just so bizarre, and I love it. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, yeah. No, it's... Thankfully, that's not, like, looking at you, but that would still be horrifying. Like, it's got its own thing it's going after, but, like, at any moment you could be spotted. Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, in the end, you go, thank God it didn't see me, but I can't get out of here fast enough. What the fuck did I just see? But yeah, I had to include that. I was so happy that I found this. And I'd
be very curious, because he didn't really mention where it was, correct? Other than like what they saw. Because like Hammerson Peters really focuses on Canadian lore. But
he did.
That's not necessarily Canadian lore, because it's coming from some comment on his stuff.
No, and he... I can't remember. But yes, I went through the video and he kept saying, oh, where is this one from? And one was... They were all over the place, but one was next to Edmonton. I don't think it was this one, though.
Well, that's Deer Man. Sorry.
Yeah, that is Deer Man. Does Hammerson Peters do Deer Man?
He does not. As far as I can tell. He does a lot, though.
Maybe I should comment that he should do a Deer Man episode. The next encounter is Mozambique... No, I'm not going to read you the title. Because I put the links for the thing here for my reference. Don't read it, Chelsea. Okay, so I never thought I would find myself writing this. For context, I hold a doctorate in wildlife biology, reside in Mozambique, and spend a considerable amount of time in the ocean. As a result, I had to process that. He's always in the ocean. As a result, I've encountered a fair share of everyday yet unusual phenomena. The night before last, I couldn't sleep, so I went down to the living room sofa so I wouldn't wake my partner. Sitting on the couch, I hear rustling in the front room. We have cats and two large dogs. We leave the front door open so they can come and go as needed. The house complex is guarded, but the incident occurred around 3:30 a.m. the night before last, and the guard is likely half asleep in his hut. I mean, first of all, what the fuck? I can't possibly imagine, especially in Mozambique, like sleeping with the door open? I don't know about that.
It's probably pretty common. You gotta assume.
What if you get like some weird creatures in there? Like what's about to happen? I don't want to spoil anything. I think the rustling is the cats and think nothing of it, but start to feel uneasy. Some slight movement in the mirror by the room's door catches my eye. I smashed my head around and saw something bipedal in the mirror. I saw a head with large glowing eyes, shoulders, and two arms ending in what appear to be claws, devoid of any coloration. The whole body seemed the same pale gray except for the yellow eyes that seemed to glow or reflect the light from the room I was in. This was hanging from the roof on the other side of the door, seemingly watching me through the mirror. Our eyes locked for about 3 to 5 seconds before I leapt up. I can't even imagine making eye contact with this.
For that long? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, like it's awkward with another human. Imagine this. Pulling my groin in the process, I shout, nope, 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 this is not real, this is not happening, as I run out of the room. In my head, I want to ID it sensibly so I don't go crazy. The thing immediately moved fast, exiting the house around the same time as I exited the room. I then see a tremendous shape on the deck, running left to right before it literally appears to jump off into the night. I go upstairs and explain what happened to my partner. My hair is standing on end. I have constant shivers down my spine and I end up in tears. I'm a big boy. I've chummed water for sharks, jumped in and tagged them with a spear gun, sampled whales with a crossbow off a speedboat, been around baboons. We don't have them here and they're much smaller than what I saw. And I am familiar with the smaller animals that we see rarely at night here. This terrified me. What terrified me more was the thought of the white cement ridge beam row of blocks on the ceiling that it was hanging from on the roof, and the two dirty marks I found the next morning. No fingerprints or monkey paws, just what is usually marked from the bottom of the palms of your hands are dirty. Usually animals wouldn't dare enter the garden due to the large dogs, which were sleeping in the bedroom with the cats the whole night. Again, weird, as the dogs usually are perfect guards. I've asked some locals and they have a name for it in the local language. They reportedly see a lot of unusual things in these communities. They said that sometimes when you see them running far ahead of you and then they disappear and you turn around to find them coming up behind you. We've never seen anything before, save for an odd blue light out at the sea we wouldn't explain a while back, but nothing like this. There have been a spate of dog killings in the area lately. It was terrifying, but I didn't feel in any danger or likely wouldn't have gotten up. As a biologist, I've always been interested in overlooked signals. For example, many plants that appear dull in visible light can look quite unusual in infrared or other wavelengths of light. Something like that, specific times of light and light levels allow things to be seen that usually can't be. Interesting. From the UK originally, never seen anything close to this. The guys I work with knew what it was and had seen something similar before. The only thing I recall is that it looked caught like an animal with a light in its eyes and froze for a second too. Either that or it took a moment to figure out if I could really see it.
Yeah, it got awkward.
Yeah.
3 minutes of eye contact will make anybody awkward.
Next one. I'm ready to talk. I've never posted this anywhere, but I'm prepared to share my story. I grew up in Pennsylvania, specifically in the central Pennsylvania Appalachian region. You can probably figure out where I was, as it's the most wooded area in the middle of PA. This happened between 2014 and 2016. I can't exactly remember when, but I know I was with my ex-girlfriend. We'll call her Carrie. I've talked about this to maybe 6 people in my entire life so far, and I was around 13 or 14 at the time. I was leaving work with my girlfriend's grandma. Being a typical teenager, I was trying to smooth talk my girl as we drove to her grandma's house, which wasn't far, maybe 7 or 8 miles.
That's a phrase I have not had to use in a long time.
I could look it up, but I don't feel like it. Carrie's grandma owned a small barbecue restaurant where I worked, so I was used to seeing black bears and had even encountered one with mange. But I promise you, this wasn't what I saw. I've hunted my whole life, not proficiently, but I'm familiar with the local wildlife, including our scarce piebald deer population. And once again, this creature wasn't that. We were about 2 to 3 miles from our house and had just turned off the main road onto a more minor side road that led directly into the woods and farmland. We had gone maybe a quarter mile down the road by an old pond I used to fish at when something came out of the woods. It was pale, off-white, and slightly hunched over. It wasn't huge, maybe 5-6 at the most, but it could have been as short as 4 feet. It was humanoid, and I didn't see its face, but it was definitely on 2 legs. It sprinted across the road at a fast pace and jumped over a sign that the homeowners of the lake had put up at the end of their deeply wooded driveway, presumably to show off. What? Carrie's grandma quickly pulled over to the side of the road and, excuse my language, said, "What the hell was that?" And then it was gone. I never saw it again. I didn't see giant claws or glowing eyes or any sex organs. Wow.
Good. Good on you, buddy.
Good on him. I love that. That's our first.
He had the wherewithal to check. Well, he had genitals on the mind, let's face it.
Yeah. Well, obviously. But that's our first, I think, that it's ever come up. This is incredible. Mark your calendar. Just a humanoid pale creature running on two legs and jumping over this gate. This was the early 2010s, so of course I thought I'd seen the Wraith. It wasn't moving at some unbelievable speed, and honestly, if we had been going faster, I'd probably have seen pictures of it wrapped around the bumper of her Hummer. What the fuck? Grandma's driving a Hummer?
Yeah. They're teenagers. Grandma's probably in her like late 50s at most.
But it was fast, like an adult man sprinting. That's it. I never saw it again and never heard anything unusual in the woods after that. The coyotes disappeared for a couple of months, or at least they stopped howling. Oh, I was going to take this out because it kind of sucks, but they do mention the sex organs. I'm cutting that one short because it wasn't really going anywhere.
No. Oh man, that's you gotta love teenage boys. They don't know how to talk.
Leave it to them that that's the one that he comments on.
Yeah.
The genitals. That's what I got. I think there are a variety of options for what this could be, including Tulpa. The sightings did start before the Rake was created, so maybe not. And the Rake was created out of mass consciousness pooling together, maybe. So it could be paranormal. Could be cryptid, could be ultra-terrestrial or extra-dimensional being, could be Deer Man of Southern Alberta. I think there's so many options for what the crawler could be at this point, and I think the sightings that I included just leave so much more openness to it because they really divide everything I think that we've covered as a cryptid. Or maybe all of it. Encapsulated all of it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, and in fact, we got what we've been looking for this whole time in this. It's in that true. Somebody finally looked at their junk and told us what was there. Yeah.
Which was nothing.
Yeah.
So I guess we're not getting that email anymore. No, still look at the genitals and emails,
still do it,
please.
You can still, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You can
still
be the first
it.
To tell us.
Yeah.
The true people who know.
We'll
what's
start
going
polling.
On.
We'll start a poll. Just do it. Do you have anything to add or say? Add and say.
So Lon, he covers quite a bit of this. Lon Strickland, or is it
Strickler?
Lon Strickler. I'm just wondering how, like, when he's covering these, they're coming from all over the world for him, or is he? Because he's mostly just American-based, right? Or is that just like
he
a
is,
default of America? Like, he speaks English, so you have to be able to, like, talk.
It's true. It's true. I think a lot.
And he does, like, all of his are first-hand accounts. Like, he's talked to the person who's had the sighting. Correct?
For the most part, yeah. They try to contact them back after and do a follow-up on it. Now, I think there's a lot to be said. Hopefully, future episodes. We've done a few where we look at other cultures. Cryptids are so cultural based too, and we only have so much understanding of our own language, right? So much can be lost in translation. So much of our cultural experience can be tied into these creatures. And it's funny when they defy cultures and stuff like that. There's really something to it then at that point. But where I'm going with this is my very next encounter that I did have, which I think I'll save for another episode, was France, which is not that culturally different than North America as, say, like an Asian country, but still different country nonetheless, to answer your question.
Okay. Well, that no, was... that's the only thing I've had. Like, I've seen crawler sightings before, and like I've said, there's movies out there of people purporting to have seen crawlers where they're the creepiest videos, and I don't care whether or not they're real or not because they are just creepy.
I know.
Like, that's why I'm watching them. They're creepy.
Yeah, and I think it's that kind of like uncanny valley effect where it's humanoid enough, but it's different. And that is something that is just like, I think, core to humans, where if there's something just off, but it looks similar to us, it's creepy.
Yeah, and that's the thing about crawlers. Yeah, and the thing about crawlers too is every single sighting is somebody getting scared or it's creepy. There's none that are just like awkward or they catch it kind of dazed or like they don't know what to think. No, it's everybody is creeped out or scared.
Yeah, and it has that overwhelming sense of dread, which you see with some certain cryptids or paranormal creatures for that matter, which gives it that, like, similar to the ghouls. It's I don't know where I'm going with that, but yeah. And on the train of thought that you're on, scrolling through crawlers and rigs, so much found footage, so much AI, just so much made up stuff. I don't know why it goes hand in hand with this. You virtually see none of that with the Loveland Frog. It's all real footage.
Why doesn't any... I know. But to be fair, we've tried doing AI images of the Loveland Frog, and AI just doesn't get it.
It's true. Yeah.
No matter how hard you try, it just can't capture the magnifique that is Loveland Frog.
He just has such a fantastic ass.
Those thighs. Yeah, I know.
Anyhow.
And the crawler definitely does not. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that.
Such a terrible
ass. Technology has only gone so far with the AI we have.
The Loveland Frog, he's going to win any ass competition out there, hands down.
That's probably a good place to stop. Chelsea, thank you for this episode.
You're welcome.
I have been Taylor, here with Chelsea. We are Journey to the Fringe. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Journey to the Fringe. If you have liked what you have listened to, please like, share, subscribe, or follow, depending on what venue you are listening to us through. Also, please, if possible, leave a 5-star review, as that really helps us in the algorithms. Should you wish to interact with us, please check us out on your social media of choice. I bet you we are there. And if you really want to communicate with us and give us ideas for new episodes, or tell us that we're wrong and terrible, either way, please send us an email at journeytothefringe@gmail.com. For now, I'll see you in the next episode.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.